welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
As we start this pod, I have the show notes up on my screen.
Oh, okay.
The ones that you sent through.
Yep.
And it's just made me realize that slowly over the many years that we've done this, is I understand what all this means, but it would be unreadable to people.
Oh, right.
Because the first two lines are just letters.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm like, yep, got it. Understand.
This is where we're going with the show. I've also put myself a reminder in here, which I bet you don't know what it is, Cambo.
Is that the letters ICR?
Yes.
Yeah. I got to it. I was like, oh, I understand these abbreviations regularly.
Did Nelson accidentally mistype something? I don't know. ICR, Cambo, stands for Ice Cold Recommendation.
Great.
Now look, I've got an ice cold recommendation.
An ICR,
if you will. Listeners of the show, just by the way, the reason why I abbreviate stuff sometimes I leave myself little notes in the show, but I don't want you to read them ahead and kind of have your own thoughts about them. Okay. So I normally abbreviate them so I remember, but you don't know what it's about. Anyway, so I've actually already given this ice cold recommendation twice, right. I think, but I'm going to give it a third one. Because it bloody well deserves it.
It'd not be warming up, Nelson, this recommendation, in any way.
No. Don't worry. It's so old. The Ice Cold recommendation
guess?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like you've recommended Modern Family a few times.
So many times, Cambo. Yeah. And I'm doing it one last time. But the reason specifically this time is that I finally finished it, season 11.
Yeah.
We finished it. And looking back at it, I was like, there was not one season that waned all the way up to season 11. Like, it is just consistent the whole way through, whether you sort of like the comedy or not. I feel like there's no, and it has to evolve, right? Because the kids grow up. It's so crazy looking back because they do like some, you know, flashback stuff towards the end. And it's like, oh, there's like, they started out as like kids, like actual kids.
Yeah.
And then they've grown up and they're like out of high school, like 18 plus kind of thing. You're like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah, it is odd, isn't it? Whenever you look back at how someone looked in season one of a show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, gee, I didn't notice it slowly creep up during the run of the show.
Yeah.
But now that you look back, one question and then a statement.
Okay.
Sitcom endings are normally pretty hard to pull off successfully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cliche of a sitcom ending is someone turning off the light of an empty house. It end that way?
In Cheers, right? I feel like that's the classic one.
I think they put their keys on the table or something and walk out of their empty apartment.
No, they don't do that, actually. I can't remember the exact last scene. I feel like they do the trope of like, people are going to different parts of the
country, all separating from
where their family lives.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty classic.
Yeah.
And they do quite a few flashbacks, not even just in the last episode, actually, but in a few episodes even prior, they just like, it's just a little bit of a clip show. It's probably the only critique perhaps I have of like them ending it is like maybe towards the end you got a little bit clip showy and like stuff, but it was fun. But they still did a good job of like, you know, it's that classic thing of like Family Guy, right? I feel like that was the king of like, you know, here's a flashback of a time that when it was like the time that this happened.
Yeah,
I fought that chicken.
The cutaway gag.
Yeah. But what was so good is they did that, but then played a like role of something that had actually happened in the season prior. So it wasn't just like a fake made up scene. It was like, oh, this is like the time that you hit me with the basketball and then just went back and like showed that scene. You're like, oh, that's like an interesting flashback way to do it. You know?
Could you imagine having the forethought if you have created a sitcom and you 11 seasons is like the dream, right? Like then you've had a pretty successful sitcom. And in the production of the first season, you come up with a joke you want in the last episode and film a cutaway for it in season one, knowing that in 11 years' time, you'll be able to cut away to a gag that was filmed at the time with the actors that young.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be pretty funny.
That'd be great foresight.
I've always appreciated one of my favorite sitcom endings. even though I don't think the last season is as good, but the ending of Peep Show I really like because it ends with them having not learned anything. And it just is like, yeah, this will go on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like right. They're sitting on the couch being like, oh, God. Like, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost the anti every sitcom ending where, oh, well, they're all moving into state now. Or,
yeah,
or they've sold the house or they've whatever. It's like, no. To be clear, these guys will be doing this
just
for
the same.
Forever.
Yeah, exactly.
The statement I want to make is like most recommendations from any friend or any family, you've been recommending this, haven't watched it.
Yeah. I mean, don't. It's a big
anytime anyone recommends anything to anyone, they're like, oh, check it out. And then obviously no one ever checks anything
they
out.
Don't. No. Especially an ice cold recommendation
where
you're like, this isn't, you know, a fresh take on something.
There's like a level of FOMO to it. Someone's like, oh, you need to watch Fallout. Brand new show. Everyone's watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You might go, oh my God, I want to know what everyone's talking about. But no one's talking about ice cold recommendations anymore. So they're the easiest to ignore.
That's why I'm bringing it up on this podcast. Now you can talk about it with all your other friends who listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've created a little community here. Anyway, we should move on and get into Reddit on Reddit. This first Reddit on Reddit is cross-posted to us by Just Judging Reddit, but it was originally by the Three Mustard... Muster Queers.
It's a great name.
That's a pretty good name. Anyone's in the subreddit, would you rather? Would you rather go back 10 years with all your current knowledge or go forward 10 years with infinite money? It does also have an edit here, which I feel like is a dumb edit. One caveat, you cannot bring back financial luck, in quotes, e.g. lottery numbers, precise Bitcoin buy/sell dates, etc.
Okay, you can't bring back precise.
Yeah. It doesn't mean just precise,
but
because like,
do you still know that?
I was like,
around 2020, there's going to be a big boom of Bitcoin again.
It'd be goddamn wild if I didn't buy some GameStop stock.
Oh, yeah.
Because
just
like,
buy
I know
now,
that's gonna...
and then when it starts happening, like, oh, this was the time. Okay, I'll sell it now.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have to have because GME was very low in price. Yeah, I think 10 years ago. So. I think that's a dumb caveat or I don't know. Yeah.
If people
not
are like, why are you selling Twitter stock now? Twitter seems to be going well. You're like, believe me.
No.
I understand what happens in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And I don't know precisely.
Bitcoin? What? Yeah. That it is an insane future that we've ended up in, hasn't it? Yeah, okay. So what do you think about either going back 10 years or going forward 10 years with infinite money?
I mean, I've tipped my hand there.
Yeah.
Oh. My thought goes towards infinite money instantly.
Because infinite money is a lot of money.
But do I age 10 years? Do I lose 10 years of my life?
Oh, nah.
Because then, presumably, you also get the advancements of whatever technology has come in 10 years' time as well.
Yeah, that could be cool. Would it? What is 10 years? It's so interesting. Oh my God, Cambo, this is the perfect scenario for us to, in 10 years' time, when we're still unfortunately doing this podcast, we throw back to this moment where we thought about what 10 years in the future would be like.
Oh, that's good. Let's save this.
Okay, so we need to say something poignant.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. No, politics.
And
they still haven't sorted it out, Nelson.
Yeah.
They still haven't sorted out politics. Obviously going to rub salt in the wound if they do sort out politics in the next 10 years.
Okay, yes.
And everything is fine.
Sorting out politics is very broad here. Mm. No, this is what I'm going to say, Cameron.
Yeah.
We definitely won't be riding dinosaurs.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good.
Fingers crossed. Remember, man... Fast forward 10 years' time. I remember that time when I stupidly said we wouldn't be dinosaurs.
That's true. The more outlandish the claim, the more amazing it seems if it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done well there because if that happens, they'd be like, how did he know?
Yeah. In only 10 years' time.
We haven't even began the process.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Earth 2.0, Cambo. Okay, infinite wealth in 10 years' time is pretty good. But, yeah, there's also stuff that I don't want to miss, right? Like if I'm jumping 10 years ahead,
yeah.
is it, it's that weird scenario of like, well, has an alternate version of me been living those 10 years? Mm-hmm. So when I get dropped
do you,
in.
Do you just become, does your consciousness just reawake in your current body?
Yeah. Because then there's things like, well, then have I missed part of my, you know, like my nieces and nephews, their sort of life as kids? I've missed a bit of that.
What if you reawoke in your consciousness 10 years' time and you reawoke mid-pod in this room?
Oh, no.
And nothing has changed?
Yeah. I'd just continue, I guess.
Yeah. Like, all right, now on to shelf. Yeah.
I'd be like, how did I get that infinite money?
There? If I see your eyes roll on the back of your head and then back forward, I'll be like, oh, did the thing happen?
Yeah. Is this the point? Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, this is where we're up to.
I'll say, just let me check my bank account. Oh, yeah, it's just got an infinity symbol.
Do you think if you went to your nieces and nephews, look, Uncle Nelson won't be around for a while.
Yeah.
But in 10 years' time, you have the best presents.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like, I'll buy you a car for your 18th.
Yeah. A house. A pony.
Yeah.
A unicorn. Flying dinosaurs. Anything is possible in 10 years' time.
You could just pay infinite money to have those birthdays done again.
Yeah.
Like, obviously the kids won't be the same age, but for 50 grand each, they'll pretend
exactly.
to be.
Like, Mila, I really wanted to see your 10th birthday. Yeah. Let's do that again. What was the theme? Princess? Let's do it.
Who'd you invite? Invite them again.
Yeah. He's dead now. Oh, that's a shame. He's so young. 10 years prior. Go back 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So, 2014.
Do you know, this is the problem that I would have. And maybe it's the same problem as going forward 10 years. Is that, and again, assuming that like my consciousness has led a life, but I mean, obviously going back, definitely there would be this problem. It's like, I'd be in another job.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be tough to say where I am, but like, I would have forgotten all the processes of that job. So I'd go to work because I haven't got the infinite money going back. And I'd be like, guys, I don't remember what to do. I don't remember any of how to do any of this job.
I feel like for me as well, it makes my relationship creepier because I wouldn't have met Stacey by then. Even when I met Stacey, like we didn't get together for a while. We were like friends, but with that knowledge, it just seems creepier to meet them and go,
Wouldn't you?
Yes, that's my fear.
Yeah,
it's like I'll be too confident or something, being like, I know how this works out.
Yeah,
don't
you
worry about that.
Yeah. You tap her on the ass lovingly as you always do. Doesn't go around too well. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, relationships would be tricky. It would be tricky for me to get back with Ellen, especially because
it's kind of luck, right? Like,
we were on we just met on the dating app kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to think that I would probably have to be on the dating app at the exact same day and time, there's probably a bit of a window there.
Yeah.
But then even
do you know roughly
like
when you're on it, when you met her?
Not really, no. And then I would have to have the same sort of profile that I created, I imagine, because even just the smallest variables
you'd
could
also
really screw stuff up.
Have to explain to her on first date, like, look, I do have a lot of Bitcoin and GameStop stuff, but I'm not that guy. this is a sure thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
What if you were so confident with your GameStop plan that you talked about it too much that the investment firm got wind of it and never did it?
And they're like, then, not this.
And then you just stuck 10 years in the past without your GameStop money.
Yeah. And
I'd do the opposite. I'd be like, GameStop sucks.
Yeah.
Try and make it go higher.
Oh, yeah, that's good. No, you can't mess with it at all, can you? That is the problem.
Yeah.
If I ever... You'd have to... Like, what could you have the least impact on that you're guaranteed to have happen? Like the butterfly effect type thing.
Is there like a world event that somehow like would be an unstoppable thing that you can't have? It needs to be natural, I guess.
COVID?
short pandemic.
Yeah.
If there's a pandemic, I'm going to get a big old payday. I'm going to take out insurance claim against or for pandemics, I guess.
For pandemics, yeah.
What did they do to the housing market? Whatever they did to that, being like, it'll definitely crash.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, there'd definitely be a pandemic. And if there is, I get paid.
Yeah. That's true.
Imagine you shorted the pandemic and then invested very heavily in the production of N95 masks.
Yeah. You would be, I think, taken into custody by the FBI.
What if you brought stocks in like Pfizer or whoever developed the vaccine?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Prior to everything. Yeah. that's a good idea. I mean, a lot of stuff went up. I'd buy stocks in NVIDIA, actually.
Yeah,
NVIDIA went nuts.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons.
Do not buy stocks in the streaming service Quibi, Nelson. The streaming service where you can watch all the content vertically or horizontally.
Oh, that's so good, Campbell.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think that'd be a sure thing. Launching in a pandemic when entertainment was key.
Yeah.
To still fail then.
Yeah, that's you've really screwed up. Really screwed up there. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd be nervous to go back.
Yeah,
10 years.
Me too.
But also I don't mind making, you know, maybe there's been some mistakes that have happened in my life. And having the knowledge that you could...
You have to go through lockdown again.
I didn't hate that, honestly.
Okay, that's all right then.
It's like, you know, and I'd be so much more well prepared for it.
That's true. Yeah.
I would...
Nelson, you're buying a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. Just got a feeling.
Yeah.
Don't you buy it, though. I need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I could set myself up pretty well for the pandemic. And also there'd be some things that I think, you know, just like small. I don't feel like I've made any huge mistakes in the past 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice just to relive some of those events and not, I don't know, say something stupid or... whatever. End of this podcast, obviously. Gambo, it's just 10 years of pain.
We could stop this podcast because when did we start? 2015, 2016? I don't know. When did we start?
Did we?
I don't know.
It feels like forever.
It does feel like forever. But the point is we could stop it.
Yeah, we could stop. Should we do a 10-year anniversary?
When did we start? I for some reason, I think it might be 2016.
I thought maybe 24. Oh, I can't be bothered looking now.
Yeah, don't.
Somebody write in and let us know.
Don't look.
We can work it out. But all right, Camber, we should move on and get into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit was by cross posted to us by Gone Fish Caking, but it was originally by Moogle Pom Collector. I felt this is apt, Camber. In 20 years, someone will ask, what was COVID lockdown like? How will you answer?
Well, yeah, I guess you'll
I kind of just answered.
Pretty nonchalant.
I was like, no, it was fine for me.
I can't explain, but I had knowledge.
Yeah.
Because you've gone back at this point.
Yeah, I've gone back. That's why I'm so rich.
I still
sometimes feel guilty because I know a lot of people really struggled through it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I was like, this is just kind of a weird vacation.
it depends where you are in the world as well, because every lockdown was different. For instance, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Lockdown for a week.
Yeah.
Right at the start. And then not really again so much.
They just didn't have any cases because they had really strict...
They really were proactive.
Yeah.
I think there was like that either one or two cases or a scare of cases at the beginning.
Yeah.
Everything completely locked down for a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
And then they were back to normal.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Same with like Perth, actually, in Australia.
Yeah. And Melbourne. Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
No, Melbourne. So Melbourne had constant lockdowns.
Yeah.
And
considered the worst almost in the world. I haven't heard of any other country or place that had it as bad. We're always referenced as like, oh, Melbournians are practically in jail. Yeah. And here I am being like, no, it's actually quite a good time.
But we had quite long periods and then consistently as well. So you'd maybe get out for, I don't know, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, whoops, we accidentally let people out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done that. So that happened. I remember I was okay the first three times.
Yeah.
But I remember when the fourth lockdown was announced, that's when it actually, for the first time, hit me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm actually not okay about this.
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, God, I hate this.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I reckon, like, even Stacey knows, like, there was a shift in me being like, no, nah, I'm sad about this.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
This
yeah,
one's
yeah.
got me, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say, generally, I'm a pretty positive, laid-back guy.
Yeah.
But it did eventually wear me down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because, I don't know, I think I was just like, oh, well.
Can I just say, and like, we do tend to like to stoke rivalries, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute audacity of Sydney Ciders when they went into their first lockdown.
Yeah.
After we'd been in lockdown for months.
Yeah.
Going, oh, can you guys believe this bullshit?
Yeah. Like,
do not talk to us.
Welcome to our world. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was the worst of times. It was the best of times. I think that's how that goes.
Yeah.
If I could redo a lockdown, I feel like, I'm talking about if I'm going back 10 years and then I have all the wealth in the world and I could set up my own state, it would be. Get a place. I've got a lot of wealth now. So I can get a place mm-hmm. that has like gym equipment and stuff.
Yeah.
Get a lot of exercise out. You know what? Maybe even, depending how rich I am at the time, it's a lot easier when you're rich, I think. Like just all of life problems are just a little bit easier when you're rich. But it would be get like maybe a big place. That you and Stacey and our friends, like mm-hmm. Eden and Rachel, could stay over and just like we've at least got that social element there.
Yeah.
But we're living in the same location, so it's totally allowed.
Yeah.
Have a gym or something for that, and then just play like a lot of games.
Would you share your wealth knowledge with us?
No. I'd be like, guys, trust me. Buy Bitcoin, and you'd be like, Nelson, you idiot, you goddamn moron.
Imagine if we talked you out of it.
Yeah. Even though I knew, but like, you guys just seem so solid, confident.
He's showing me graphs and it is going down. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. Anywho, should we move on?
Yeah, I would say the word I would describe it as is a haze.
A haze. Yeah, COVID lockdown was a haze.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
It was because there was no defining moments.
No.
You know, of like this year I could think about, oh, I went to the comedy show and that was a thing. I went to, you know, this is what Christmas was like this year. It's like COVID Christmas. I was like, I think there was some people, I don't know. Very, very vague. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, let's get into Today I Advise.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
And also sometimes advice.
This Today I Learned was by... Oh, it was deleted. The person deleted their account. Today I learned that killing baby Hitler is an ethical and theoretical physics experiment. It explores the idea of time traveling to assassinate infant adult Hitler, delving into ethical consequences and temporal paradoxes.
So I can't work out, are they saying they just learnt of this idea today or that it was invented as a physics experiment?
I think the idea is that we all talk about the idea like as a
moral,
metaphorical, bit of a laugh. What would it be like? Yeah. But I think they're
like
saying, no, this has been studied as like a actual experiment. Like, let's explore every single element of this from all sides. So I think it's more about the depth.
Yes,
that, like,
right. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, because when I first read this on my like brief kind of read through, I was like, did they just learn of this today? Like, oh, today I learned that people like do ponder about whether you killed baby Hitler. The other thing is, I'm glad, because there's obviously two things that could be in this segment, either a Today I Learned or an advice.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if this was advice. Guys, I actually have the ability.
Yeah, yeah.
to kill baby Hitler.
Should I do it?
Should I do it?
Has anybody thought about all angles of me doing this? Because I can do it. Yeah, I think it is an interesting philosophical question.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, right? I'm not sure if I'd do it, Gambe.
Well, this is always the quandary, isn't it? It's like he's a known evil quantity.
Yeah.
But is it better to the devil you know than the devil you don't?
Well, yeah, because even if you... This is actually the reason why I would be worried to do it, right? Is because we can easily now point back in time at history and say...
Never again.
This was an evil man. Never again. Nazis, they had this ideology that is wrong and forbidden and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that ideology still exists today. But we can point to it and say that's Nazi kind of ideology thinking.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have that, even though something maybe not as evil could have happened to this point, right? Let's say there wasn't something that was worse or equally as bad that happened in the past if we had killed baby Hitler. It still makes me think that we haven't had that lesson, perhaps.
That's true. There's also the possibility that if there was nothing as bad as the Holocaust and not as many people killed in a single time, but because we never learned that lesson, there were more frequently things.
Yeah, yeah.
That
not on such a large scale.
Not on such a large scale, but more frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was no defining, like, line in the sand ever drawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting, kind of thinking about the possibilities of, you know, like just the worst thing in the world happening. But what's also crazy and perhaps a reason why, well, you should just go back and kill baby Hitler is because history does always repeat itself. Like we only really talk about like the recent history and what still affects kind of us and a few generations either side kind of thing, right? Like a few generations back.
Yeah.
Because we can say, oh, my great-grandfather, you know, was in the war or whatever. Or there's something that we can always kind of reference or hold on to and kind of go back to kind of sympathize, I think, with that moment in time. But then if you look at something like, I don't know, Mongolia taking over the world or something like that. I don't have a very good example, clearly.
Flat Earth theory.
But like, oh, okay, that's the end. But yeah.
That was right in Middle Ages. And then for some reason, people like, maybe they were right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a different, a bit of a different but parallel path. I see where you're going there. Is like we kind of forgot about how maybe stupid it was.
Yeah.
And people are now bringing it up again.
But at least back then they didn't have the evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do have evidence. No, but I mean like but the idea of like civilizations killing each other and whatever, we just forget. And there'll be people, you know, thousands of years ago, they were like, we will never do that event again. It's going to be in...
Yeah, I mean...
What we talk about constantly, we'll not have all this stuff, and then we forget about it and history repeats itself.
You look at the fall of the Roman Empire, right? Like, so long ago, and it was purely just expanded too much hubris, couldn't control everything. You know, like, there was many factors that led to that being unsustainably big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that'll happen again at some point. There will be a world superpower that cannot hold on to just how large they are and will crumble. Like, but you would think, oh, didn't anyone learn that from the Roman Empire? But it's so far in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
As to, yeah, like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. When, yeah, it's just the fate of humanity that we do consistently make the same mistakes. And... yeah, so I think that then that's a reason to kill Hitler because you're like, well, it's going to happen anyway, so I may as well prevent this one disaster. Then, you know.
But then I need to let line 11 happen. That's just, I can't do two of them.
Yeah. I can prevent one horrible thing. I feel like I've thought about how I could prevent 9/11 in the past. And it's so hard.
But if you went back in time.
As a kid in primary school.
If you went back in time, even harder because, yeah, you would be, you know, what were you, like 12 maybe? 11, 12?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I'd be like, how do I convey this? Be like, hey.
Miss Matthews, can I be excused? No, Nelson. I really have to be excused.
I really need to contact the FBI and the CIA. All they need to do is communicate with each other. They have all the information.
But the problem is, even then, like, imagine you got there and you're like, there's these people that they're going to carry out an act of terrorism. And they're like, oh, you know, we've been watching them.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. I understand you've been watching them.
Yeah. But like, really, it's going to happen.
Today. All right, we'll keep an eye on it. I need you to do more than that.
Yeah, it would be just very difficult.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's move on and get into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by Hank. Lee. I don't know if that's eyes. Or... Anyway, Chuck Norris doesn't get talked about at all lately.
That's true.
Why did Chuck Norris ever get smoked up? Yeah, bro. It blows my mind. Even when I was younger and making Chuck Norris doors, Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah.
Do you know why I said that? Is because the only joke I can remember of Chuck Norris is that he can slam a revolving door. Which I really like that one for some reason.
Yeah.
But I like, even when I was making these jokes as a kid, he wasn't really at the, like, I don't know, height of fame. He wasn't in the...
Well, the joke very much was like he was like a faded 80s action star.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yes.
That was all I remember him from. But he was in other stuff as
well,
right?
There's in movies and stuff.
Yeah. But
he fought Bruce Lee once.
Oh, yeah. Did he? Yeah, yes. Right. Okay.
Like Way of the Dragon, I think he was in.
He's
a martial artist. Like, he was a martial artist, became like an 80s, cheesy 80s action star, kind of faded into obscurity, and then for one reason or another in like the mid-2000s, the renaissance of Chuck Norris becoming a meme of just how powerful he is and all of these kind of ridiculous things.
Yeah.
And I don't half wonder if people were like, they're really funny. I should look up Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Because Chuck Norris's views on things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably what you expect, I'll be honest.
Yeah. I did say Texas Ranger, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Nelson. I think that maybe when people actually found out about Chuck Norris and like his opinions on like guns and several other hot button issues.
Yeah.
People went, oh, it's actually not that funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I just don't. I could just care very little of him, but I don't know. The Chuck Norris jokes were just so.
Yeah, and it was so perfect because it was so perfectly obscure at that time, you know?
Like,
Chuck Norris is such a wild left field choice to do.
Yeah.
Where it's, and you can't force that either.
Who's today's Chuck Norris?
Today's Chuck Norris would be...
Is that The Rock?
Steven Seagal, maybe?
Okay. Like, Steven Seagal.
Because that was about the level that...
I feel like they're like very close in timeline, though, maybe.
Yeah, Seagal was more the early 90s.
Yeah.
They're only a few years apart, yeah. Mm.
So who...
But no, see, The Rock is still way too relevant.
Yeah, he's too... But I'm trying to think of the person that's like maybe relevant now, but in 20 years' time we can see as being the cheesy...
Who had like an action show in like the early 2000s, like an action TV show. That would be...
Yeah, okay.
The type.
Oh, maybe it's like I was gonna say Jason Segel, but that's the wrong person. Jason Statham?
No, he's still pretty.
Do you reckon though? I reckon he's kinda close.
I would say Statham makes more money from his movies than you think. He just does heaps of
them. I'd say, I reckon Chuck Norris probably made a lot of money.
But at the time the jokes came out, I feel like he was like, oh, yeah, what happened to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Statham is still currently, like, he's had like 4 movies this year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but don't you reckon the jokes about Chuck Norris were still coming out when he was doing...
Was he? I thought the joke was that, like, it was the joke was like, oh, yeah, remember Chuck Norris?
No, I think it was like...
Was it? Yeah,
I reckon maybe... when he was still on TV, the Chuck Norris jokes
No way
out.
Was he on TV when those were coming out.
Yeah.
In the 2000s?
No, because I think you're thinking of... The 2000s is like a resurgence, I would say, of Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah.
But not of the original Chuck Norris jokes. You know, like...
Are you saying they're older than that?
Yeah.
How old are the Chuck Norris jokes?
I'm saying while he was like still on TV...
That were making Chuck
like
Norris jokes.
Or like the 90s. Like, yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm going to bing Chuck Norris jokes origin. Because I actually thought it was kicked off from Dodgeball. He makes a weird appearance in Dodgeball.
No way. Way earlier than that.
Okay. Chuck Norris facts originally appeared on the internet in early 2005.
The Chuck jokes Norris surrounding facts.
His toughness and strength... Okay, but jokes surrounding his toughness and strength have claimed to exist since the 80s.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, so it seems like in 2005 they evolved into one specific format.
Right, okay.
But the idea of it was around since the 80s. Yeah, okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
There's a whole Wikipedia page on Chuck Norris facts, and it's longer than you think.
You had to scroll more than once.
Yeah. There's a whole section that says Norris's response. Prominent mentions. Yeah, okay. So
That's a podnapping right there. Reading the Wikipedia page.
There's a section here called Video Game Based on Trent.
Oh.
2008, Gamesloft produced Chuck Norris Bring on the Pain.
Oh, that didn't do well, did it? I've never heard of it.
It looks like it's a game for mobile devices.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anywho. Well, okay, Cambo, you haven't come up with somebody. I've said Jason Statham.
Oh, right. Someone who is a bit absurd now, but were taken seriously back in the day.
Yeah. We need somebody, right? You're right. Somebody that's had an action TV show, probably.
Yeah, they need to be a bit hokey.
Like, they were the toughest in that.
I would say it would be easier to be Schwarzenegger than Statham, because Schwarzenegger doesn't do active stuff anymore.
Mm.
Whereas Statham still does.
For some reason, though, there's part of it that I'm... Part of me that's like, oh, Arnie is like a really respected
person.
Yeah,
he's got
to
respect, yeah.
Like, he became governor,
and
famously.
Right.
And, like, he's actually a very intelligent person. Whereas I feel like Chuck Norris, you're like, he's just a meathead. I don't know.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Who the fuck?
The brother of Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. I need to look this up.
Okay.
Donnie Wahlberg.
He was almost a thing in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah, that's too bizarre for me.
I skipped over Mark entirely.
Yeah. Oh, it could be Marky Mark. All right. Anywho, let's move on into kidnapping.
Ah! Oh my God, I'm being
podnapping.
This is Podnapping, where we nap a pod. We take a topic of conversation or a segment from another thing, and we do it ourselves. This week is my week.
Genuinely, I forget every week.
Yeah.
Until if you pause, I go, okay, it's my week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I should just pause every week. okay, so this, I was actually watching the movie The Holdovers last night.
Oh yes, wonderful film.
Actually, let's quickly talk about this movie for a moment.
Yep.
Is it ice cold? Potentially.
Potentially.
It was a little while ago. Yeah.
Seemed around Christmas, if that gives you an idea of when it released.
yes, that's true. Okay. The actress who won Best Supporting Actress for that role.
Yes.
I thought super overrated. But let me say, I think she did a great job, like a really great job of that character. But there wasn't actually a huge range for her. In saying
just
that,
she's crying all the time.
Well, was she okay? So she the I don't know, spoilers or something. Her son has died, yep. And she's a grieving mother.
Yeah,
but she actually only has one scene where she like kind of properly grieves.
Has
a bit of a breakdown, and every other time she's like pretty placid, pretty like nonchalant about it. Just makes some kind of witty remarks sometimes. I was like, I just in my head. Like, if you're winning an award for something, your character has to have, like, way more range than just, like... two things. She had that one scene where she had to have the breakdown, and then everything else was, like, on the same level.
If you're talking about lack of range, I would say you could make the same claim about Hannibal Lecter.
He's
only in the movie for 11 minutes, and all he does is go, yes, hello, Clarice.
Yeah.
And just be kind of weird and vague and
British.
Well, actually, he's trying to be American. Do people realize that he's trying to be American in that movie? He's not good at it.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, like I would say, especially now, that the Academy Awards are equally about the politics and the campaigning as they are about the performance.
Yeah, yeah.
And she ran a great game.
Yeah, right. But like she like won the, heaps,
the,
didn't
the,
she?
The story of Joy Divine Randolph, who was the actress, is a really great story of like, you know, she was unknown. Especially women and women of color and women over 40.
Yeah.
Significantly harder to break through at that point.
Yeah.
Story of, I think that the narrative of that is equally as interesting.
But what's depressing though is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a whole like awards season, right?
Yeah.
And she won a lot
pretty
of
pretty much
them?
Everything, yeah.
See, that to me is fucked. Because sure, you could say, okay, maybe the Oscars, whether they want to or not, perhaps have to be a little bit political sometimes.
Nah, they all are.
Yeah, but like, yeah, why isn't there one that's just like, hey, we've just realized
this,
that
this is the real one.
this person's actually done a really good job.
I am still a huge proponent of awarding them 10 years in 10 years' time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like okay, Hannibal Lecter. Good. Everyone remembers that character. Very deserving to win that award, being like, yeah, that was a crazy good performance.
Yeah, okay.
And who knows, like, Bellini won for It's a Wonderful Life.
Right, yeah.
But I feel like no one really talks about that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like things like, I've often said, I think The King's Speech, in 2010, all the films that was up against, I would say that's actually spoken about probably the least now compared to stuff it was up against.
Okay,
I personally would have given it to The Social Network, but there were so many good films that year.
Yeah,
and that one, because, you know, it ran the best race that year, campaigning and everything like that. Harvey Weinstein was behind it, and he's notorious for essentially bullying his way into winning Academy Awards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when you look back in 10 years... You can easily tell, like, oh, no, that's the film everyone remembers.
Yeah. That's good. Canberra, should we start this?
Yep.
Okay.
Ten year later, Oscars.
This, I've changed the podnapping to brainstorming.
To 10 year.
About the 10 year Oscar award ceremony. Now, we can't call it that because copyright or something.
Yeah. We need to somehow have the word, like, decade or something, but it's a pun about Oscars.
Not Oscars. The not Oscars decade later. What's her ready?
Okay, so here, I'll just tell you the best pictures of 10 years ago.
Okay.
You tell me what you think won and what you think should have won.
Okay, yeah.
So the nominees were The Wolf of Wall Street, Philomena, Nebraska, Her, Gravity, Dallas Buyers Club, Captain Phillips, American Hustle, or 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, this makes me feel old because those movies don't seem that old. Okay, so I want to say maybe Wolf of Wall Street won.
It didn't.
Right, okay.
But I think that that's the one people still talk about.
Yeah, okay. And my other guesses are Dallas Buyers Club.
Nope.
Or there was one other one that you said that I've forgotten now. Not Her, even though I loved that movie, but that was never going to win.
No.
And the other big one that you said.
Gravity.
Yeah, that one. Did that win?
No.
Oh, really?
12 Years a Slave won.
Oh.
But I don't feel like people still talk about 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, no one does. No. Literally so all those
If
other
I was awarding
movies.
That now, I'd go, I think culturally and as far as holding up, Wolf of Wall Street probably.
Yeah. It's up there. Yeah, but there's other... Look, I've mentioned four of those films that I would think about before yeah. 12 Years a Slave.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to happen. Look out for the decade later Oscars.
Hosted by us.
Hosted by us and not officially endorsed by the Oscars.
No.
We have an Oscar, though. We can give them an Oscar.
Yeah. It's not a good one in any way.
No.
Okay. Anyway, what am I doing?
We actually don't have an AMA this week, so this is fine.
Oh, okay, this is good. Yeah, okay. So this is my podnapping. I was watching The Holdovers, and on the TV... Oh,
that's how this started. Sorry.
They had Newlyweds.
Mm.
So I'm doing Newlyweds. I don't know if we've done Newlyweds before. So I think maybe, Kemba, you might need your phone.
Oh, okay.
I think this is what's going to happen. It's going to... we're going to do it on the fly, which actually might be a little bit tricky. So I'm going to ask the question and then you write down what you're answering it for yourself.
Yeah.
And then we'll take turns in guessing what the other person has written down for themselves and go from there.
Yeah, gotcha.
I got ChatGPT to help me with this.
Yes, great.
I was like, this will be an easy thing that it can generate. Okay, so there's like a few different categories, I think, of the show. So this one is called His and Her Preferences. The first question is, what is your partner's favorite food?
Yep, okay.
Okay, so I'm writing down mine. Oh, shit.
But I wrote down mine and what I think you're going to say.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, and I'll write down yours.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
So do we...
So now...
Yeah.
I will guess yours, I guess?
Sure.
Yeah. And then you do mine. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure about this, but I do know you're quite fond of a meat pie. Pie, perhaps.
I do like a meat pie.
It's not really like a meal, though.
No.
You know?
No.
So I have written meat pie, but I kind of know that it's not that.
That is not what I wrote down. I wrote down American barbecue.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, I could definitely. I should have done that. Okay.
Yep. All right. I've written down two for you.
Oh, okay. I don't really know what mine is. I kind of panicked.
I've written what I think you eat the most and okay. then what I think you actually like the most.
Okay.
I've written tuna and rice.
I've stopped doing that since I got a girlfriend. No, but do you know what's funny? Just recently, we've been really lazy. We haven't been to the shops for like a week. And so we've been eating tuna and rice. I was like, welcome to Nelson's bachelor life. Yeah.
And then I've written pasta, brackets, because Italian.
Canva, it's crazy. I wrote pasta, brackets, because Italian. No, I wrote spaghetti bolognese.
Hey!
So, okay. So you got it there. Okay, next one is, which movie does your partner enjoy watching over and over again?
Yep. Okay.
Oh, shit. I have to think of mine.
Yes. Oh, actually, yeah.
Oh my God.
Do I want you to win? Like,
well, I think you have to just answer truthfully to yourself.
Okay, but I reckon I know what you'll guess.
I'll guess, yeah, but not. No, you just put what you truthfully feel.
Okay.
Because I know what you think I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do that.
So don't guess that.
Okay. Oh shit. I can't think about. Okay. I don't think you'll get mine.
Okay. I've taken a punt at yours, but I'm.
Oh, is it that? It's so hard to say because I very rarely watch a movie over and over again. Mm. I can't remember the last time I rewatched a film, really. And not because I was like, this is a film I want to rewatch, rather than just like, yeah, this is on Netflix.
Yeah,
I was like, like there's a different vibe about
Like actively selecting a film to rewatch.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've put down two because I couldn't decide, and you won't get either of them.
Okay.
All right. I'll guess yours first then. Wait, is that how we did it last time?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, you go first then. You guess mine.
Okay. For you, I wrote one that I know you're very fond of, but your whole spiel there actually made me far less confident about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
I wrote Die Hard.
Oh, Cambo. You know what? If I had more time to think about it, I reckon you're 100% right, which is crazy that you knew me better than I knew myself. Maybe we should get married, Cambo. Ditch the loser, Cambo. Okay. I wrote down two.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down The Truman Show and Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My family has a thing about Wayne's World. I don't know why. It's like the one movie we all bond over, which is weird because it's like, if you know my dad, it's not real.
Yeah, not
it's,
there.
It's strange it's that it your dad's seems like World, it's his yeah. thing too, but yeah.
Seems more like a Wayne's World 2 kind of guy.
No one's a Wayne's World 2 kind of guy. Oh my God, it's definitely Die Hard. I can't believe that I didn't write that. Okay, so yours, okay, let's say the one that you think I was going to guess and yada yada is... Signs,
yes.
But that's not it.
No. So I picked a movie. This is weirdly, it's a comfort watch for me. In if someone is like, if Stacey's gone out for the night or whatever, I find that I put on this movie a lot and it's an odd choice for this.
Okay. I don't know why, but I'm going to say The Departed.
No, it's not The Departed. You're not far off though.
Okay.
It's the movie Sicario.
Oh, that is a weird one. Yeah. To like.
It's yeah. so depressing. Okay, but for yeah. some reason, I'm always, if I'm sitting at home alone, I'm like, I could watch Sicario.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next category is habits and quirks.
Mm-hmm.
What is something your partner does that never fails to impress you?
Okay.
So you're writing about, oh, yeah, this is a weird one.
Because yeah, what do I think you're impressed by?
Yeah,
with me?
Yeah, yeah. Is that, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So you go first this time.
Yeah. Okay. I am impressed by your movie knowledge.
Oh, yeah. That I should have.
That's
yeah.
pretty impressive.
That actually, I should have written that.
Yeah.
I wrote video editing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just like not as recently.
It made me really like. Analyze myself. Like, yeah. what would I do that? Like, what do I think I can do that maybe Nelson wouldn't be as good at? And I was like, I guess video editing?
Oh, right. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Movie knowledge seems more obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I kept it simple. I wrote show notes.
I wrote show notes! Yes! Oh, the show notes of this podcast. I'm so glad that you wrote that you're impressed by that because, oh, it's so painful to do every week. Okay, next habits or quirks one. How does your partner like to unwind after a long day?
Okay, yep. I've got one for you.
I've got one.
Okay, I think we should be good. I'm gonna say video games.
Yeah, I'm gonna say movies.
Yeah,
for you.
Correct. Yeah, okay.
All right, relationship history. Where did you have your first date? Now I'm gonna say it can't be work. We both sat at the cinema together.
Yep. Okay, I've got one.
I actually don't know what it is.
I've got one where I reckon that we bonded well for, like, early on in our friendship.
Oh, shit, okay. I'm going to sort of, mine's a little bit vague because I can't exactly remember.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then we definitely don't have the same answer.
My first? Oh, okay. Yes, it's really
because these should be the same answer, ideally.
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of, okay. So now I'm guessing what you wrote?
Yeah.
Or should we? This one's a bit different.
Yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Guess we should both say what
we'll
our
just
memory
say what
is.
We said.
Yeah.
I said like a friend's party.
Okay. Maybe. The first memory I have of hanging out with you outside of work where we were like properly friends was you and me and our girlfriends at the time all went to the Melbourne Cup together.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And because we kind of became friends because we were dating two girls that were friends also.
Oh, yeah. I didn't. My memory of our starting friendship is very hazy.
Yeah.
I don't
really.
We've
cut out those people entirely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We were friendly at work, but I think we hung out because our girlfriends were friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I don't think they see each other anymore. We've not seen either of those in years, but we're still friends.
We're still dating.
So we won.
Yeah. Okay, what was the first thing you noticed about your partner.
Okay. I've got a very specific memory.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I don't know.
This is one of my first memories of you. I don't know if this is necessarily notice about your partner. This is actually the first thing I remember about you.
Okay, yeah. I've got something weird.
Okay.
Are we guessing each other's here as well?
I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no.
I don't know. This one's kind of hard to guess as well. Okay. Maybe we should just say what we rate for each other.
I go first this time or you go first this time?
I'll go first, I guess. This is a funny thing because it's actually a negative. I didn't like how friendly you were getting with friends that I had made at the cinema, but so quickly.
Uh-huh.
Not that like you were friendly with them,
yeah,
but you were there for like a week,
yeah,
and you were like cracking jokes with people that I felt like I had developed a long relationship with.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, who's this guy? I think he's coming in. That's like my earliest remember. Earliest memory.
My first memory of you is I had like seen you around the workplace and you seemed like a fun, friendly guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Nelson seems cool. And then you walked up to me one time. I was working a shift in the candy bar.
Oh, and they used to call me Candy Bar King. So
you were the team leader.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, oh, hey, I'm Nelson. Are you Cambo?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, here it goes. And you're like, cool. Someone's graffitied the pool table. Can you go and clean that up? And that was my first memory I have of being like, oh, here's the friendship. Oh, no, he wants me to do something.
Oh, I've got this feeling that he weirdly hates me for making friends with other people.
I hadn't picked up on that yet, but I was like, oh, swing and a miss. He just wanted me to do something. I thought he was coming up to talk to me because he thought I was a friendly guy.
I run a tight ship in Candy Bar Camber. Okay. All right. Future plans is the next category. Where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
Oh, God.
I mean, I feel like we've got this one. Should we just say on up together again?
Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3.
Still podcast, doing a podcast. Yeah. hating every minute of it. Okay, yeah. Next future plans question.
Yeah.
What is one thing you hope to accomplish together as a couple?
Yeah, okay. I think we can do this together.
We do this together?
I reckon we have slightly different answers that mean the same thing.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Quit
1,000 episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because we know at 1,000 episodes,
yeah,
we can quit.
It's over. Yeah. It's done. Okay, intimate questions. Mm-hmm. In brackets, it's got, remember this is by ChatGPT, yeah. Light and respectful.
Oh, okay. Now, question. Actually, yeah. You ask the question, then I'll ask my clarifier.
Okay, what is your partner's idea of the perfect date night?
Now, is this perfect date with your partner or with each other? Because I feel like they're different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a interesting question.
Like if you and I are having a boys' night out.
Yeah.
Or
As we so often do.
Or if Alan said, I need to organize a date night, what would Nelson like?
Okay, yeah. Let's go, I guess, just us two.
Okay.
Hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine's a bit vague.
Yeah.
All right. I've got an answer, and yeah, I feel like it's a little bit vague. So
okay, well, you go first anyway.
Okay. So I've said that it would be a combo of going to get some good food somewhere, like go out to a good restaurant,
yeah.
And then an activity like an escape room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. I put down. And this is also mine, what I guess you would have put.
Yeah.
Is dinner and a movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I forgot to put mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I just guessed yours.
Yeah. 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 Because I was like, I think we would just enjoy dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
And escape room is a good idea there.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're both a fan of like an activity.
Yeah. All right. What is a favorite memory you and your partner share from early in your relationship? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, now I need to think of... Again, are we just saying what we put up both things are?
Or do I need to guess I've what yours put, is? Like, my memory of...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to put what your favorite memory is.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think you go first in this one.
Okay, so I'm guessing what you've put down. I think it could just be maybe a bit vague, but like short films or something that we've done together.
Yeah.
It's like, I've had some good memories there.
Yeah, for me, I had immediately gone to like, for some reason, your 21st birthday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. That's just a specific core memory from really? Early on that I remember.
That's funny. I don't remember that at all. I was so drunk.
I kissed a girl, Nelson. So obviously, very big night for me. And it was Stacey.
First time.
It was Stacey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. For you, what I think you would write is when I cleaned that pool table.
That was pretty. Yeah. Nah, you didn't average joke. I was like, don't link this down. Cambo, I put a favorite memory I have now is us setting off the fire alarm which is also why we're doing a short film.
We evacuated a cinema complex. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah. Don't
guess the law involved.
Pursue legal claims. Yeah. All right. We've got no Ask Me Anything.
Well, here's the thing. We actually had to pre-record a couple episodes, but we forgot to tell anyone we were doing that. Because normally we say, hey, we're going to pre-record. Send in your questions.
Yeah.
So look forward to the AMA next week.
Yes. No, probably the week after.
Oh, you know, I said it as a joke because we were recording too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was a joke only you would get, by the way.
Okay. Just checking. But if you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us at our subreddit and our Discord.
You've done it.
The link is in the show notes. And that's it. So thanks for listening, and we will read you later.